Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hello, fellow law entrepreneurs. Neil Tyree here. Welcome to The Law Entrepreneur, episode number 4. Today, I'm speaking with Zvi Band, who is the CEO for Contactually.com, which is a customer relationship management platform for staying in touch with your clients and with potential clients and with customers and the like. So this is a resource that any budding solo and small firm practitioner would be well advised to use. I am a user of Contactually.com myself, find it enormously helpful, and I thought you would find this interview enlightening. So without any further ado, let's listen to Zvi Band. Zvi Band, how are you doing? This is Neil Tyree, the Law Entrepreneur.
Neil, thanks so much for having me.
Well, welcome to the show. I appreciate you taking the time to be here. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your company, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the co-founder and CEO of Contactually. My background is actually, I'm a very introverted software developer, but I founded Contactually, which is a company all about relationship management, funny enough as it is, seems complete opposites. What Contactually does is we are a relationship marketing platform that helps professionals stay engaged with the relationships that are going to be most important to their career and their job.
Interesting. Certainly a lot of businesses who rely on their communications with their customers would find such a platform very useful and necessary. And where are you located, Zvi?
You know, honestly, Neil, you and I could probably have done the first in-person law entrepreneur podcast. We're based not too far from you in downtown DC.
Oh, terrific. And we're just outside of DC. How long has the company been in existence?
So I founded this 4.5 years ago as just a little idea. And actually, kind of the backstory of Contactually is, as I mentioned, I'm a software developer by trade. And what I saw is that after graduation, I went to work at a large government consulting firm, like most people in this area do at some point or another. Then I was CTO of an enterprise software startup that was acquired back in 2009. And then after that, I was consulting for a number of years. And what I saw in the common thread, and I think this is probably what's similar to you, Neil, kind of in your past careers and especially now as a lawyer, is relationships were the most important asset I had. You know, I could argue that, you know, other than my skills, I was nothing without my relationships. And I saw that this was incredibly important. I never had to do any kind of marketing or advertising or really any business development because people just seemed to just know me and I had a good enough reputation. But I would meet someone for coffee and then 2 weeks later forget who they were. Or I would never engage with a past client because the moment their project would end, I'd be so focused on whatever was next that I would never re-engage with them. And I saw, you know, whether you're a lawyer or a real estate agent or a financial advisor or a consultant or an entrepreneur or software developer, staying engaged with relationships is the main way to drive upwards of 60, 80% of your business.
It's interesting, in the legal profession, depending on who you ask, most people will tell you that the number one marketing vehicle is networking. Yet most attorneys will tell you, I don't have the time to network properly and engage all of those contacts on an ongoing basis, such as is necessary to develop into business. So it's a catch-22. You have to network, you have to meet people, but then how do you nurture those relationships without a tool such as Contactually?
Absolutely. And that's something that we saw as well, right? So Contactually, and what we and the problem that we went out to solve is, one is, how to identify for anyone, whether you're, you know, a lawyer, a real estate agent, consultant, myself, some top executive, how do I figure out who I need to talk to, when do I need to talk to them, and what do I need to say, right? How do I answer those three questions in order to grow my business? But then the most important thing is, how do I do it as quickly as possible? So one thing that we ended up rolling out is, we said, well, all right, let's say you want to be touching 10, 20 people a day. Well, yeah, I mean, normally you'd say, well, I don't have time to write those emails because I have all this other work piling up. I have my inbox that's on fire. I've got three conference calls I need to do in the next 20 minutes, et cetera. But so why don't we, for example, build an email template? So just with one click of the mouse, you know, a personalized email is automatically sent out to that right relationship at the right time. So we've kind of thought about not only how do we help you with your relationships, but how do we help you maximize your time invested in those relationships?
And I think you've hit on a couple of really key important points that attorneys in particular often overlook when it comes to maintaining contact with these relationships, the potential clients or past clients, if you will. And that is, when do I contact them? On what kind of schedule? And what do I have to say other than, hey, I've been thinking of you. You want to engage me as your attorney?
Yep, absolutely. And first off, I mean, the worst kind of thing that we have to, you know, get people to say absolutely no to, right, is no engagement whatsoever, right? The worst thing that happens is, the worst thing that could happen is they say, hey, yo, no thanks. I think we're all good, right? So our attitude is like, when in doubt, at least send a, hey, just checking in, hope all is well. But our attitude beyond that is, how can you add value to your relationships? So, you know, when we kind of think of it, so you ask kind of a question about timeline. Well, the timeline is relatively open. We say at minimum, you know, you should be touching your past clients once a quarter or so, maybe hot clients or hot prospects every 30 to 60 days. Or colder relationships, like people you randomly met at a networking event, maybe, you know, once or twice a year. That's completely fine. So, you know, kind of thinking about the cadence is really important.
So how do you segment that audience then? If you've got this collection of contacts, some of which you want to contact once a quarter, some once a month, some twice a year, how do you segment those in Contactually?
Yeah, absolutely. So Contactually, you know, so obviously, one of the things we realize is most, you know, if you're like me, and I think most people are like this, you probably have thousands and thousands of contacts, right? You know, from every past job you've had, random people you met at networking events, you know, the soccer dads that you've gotten to know over the past couple of years, et cetera. So what Contactually does is it lets you out of all of those networks. You create specific buckets of contacts, and buckets are like folders, right? So you can create a bucket of contacts and call these, saying, all right, these ones are my past clients. And these ones over here, these ones are my potential clients, or these ones are personal contacts, or these ones are referral sources. And then for each bucket, you can say, all right, Contactually, for my past clients, make sure I stay in touch with them every 90 days. And so what Contactually is doing is looking on a day-by-day basis and seeing, all right, well, have you engaged with each and every one of these people every 90 days? And if you started slipping through that, then Contactually sees that as a potential fading relationship. So we recommend kind of, you know, creating, you know, usually between 5 to 8 buckets and really making sure that those buckets match what you want out of your network.
And so those the collection of contacts as segmented in these buckets reflect how your practice or how your law firm engages your customers.
Exactly, right? It's based on how you engage your customers, and more importantly, how you want to be getting business.
Now, can you set up automatic rules or automatic lists of messages that are then addressed to each of the individuals in a bucket?
Absolutely. So there are kind of two ways to do that. So one is, as I mentioned before, having an email template. So you know that this is a really good, well-crafted email that seems to work really well. So when you want to follow up with someone, I can go ahead, I can just very quickly click on a link, drop in the email template, press send. That's great. But you could, you know, if you start to get more advanced, you could actually set up even these kind of mini drip marketing campaigns where, let's say, every 30 or 60 days, it's sending one of a series of messages out to your contacts. So you can do that kind of very specific stuff that still maintains that personal touch with that contact.
And then there's nothing preventing you from dropping an individual email message or contact to that individual without using templates. It's not all template driven.
Exactly. Yeah. No. So our attitude is, you know, email templates and the other tools we have can make it easier. But what we still guide our users to do, you know, when we partner with them, is we say we still want you to focus on adding value to your network. And so, for example, you could drop in an email template that says, hey, you know, let me know what's going on in your company. If there's anything I can help out with or any connection you want, let me know. And then you can very tightly customize that message because you see, well, this person that I'm engaging with, my contact notes on him say that he has, you know, a kid who's really obsessed with basketball. And then you can then customize that email saying, by the way, did you see the latest Wizards game? Right.
So interesting, the program or the platform also allows you to track details about each of these contacts, personal details, so that you can further refine and customize the message?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we believe, right, at a high level is the best way for you to grow business is to build personal relationships with the people that you want to do business with, right? So, you know, this applies in legal, but and as well as any other vertical, right? But people do business with people they know.
Right? Absolutely.
So if you're able to better build personal relationships, then you're able to drive more business, right? So it's a logical argument. So what Contactually is built around helping you do is helping you build those personal relationships. And one of the ways of building personal relationships is in our system, we have a really strong database of all of your contacts that we build up automatically, not only with all of your email communications and calendar appointments and things like that with the right security built in, but you can go in and you can very quickly type up a note after a meeting, or we'll find social media profiles on all of your contacts. We'll do anything we can and work with you so you can store quick notes. So for example, I can say, Neil, right after a meeting, I can go into your Contactually profile, which was automatically created for me, and say, Neil went on a cruise recently because, you know, I saw his Skype avatar was of him standing in front of two cruise ships, or Neil lives in Montgomery County, or Neil has started four jobs and has been a lawyer for 10 years, right? All of that unique intelligence that you just, you know, have allowed me to learn about you, even in the 30 seconds before our call, that becomes really, really powerful information for years to come.
And what's powerful, I think, is at your fingertips within the same tool that you're using to do the communication. I don't have to go to a Tickler file or some external database to gather that information to formulate a communication with you. It's all there in Contactually, along with the tools to actually make the contact.
Exactly. Contactually, like our goal, right, is when you wake up in the morning, right, obviously you're first going to triage your email, right, because that's the list of your urgent burning information, right? You know, the incoming emails from clients, the questions from other lawyers, et cetera. But when it comes to thinking about what's important for your practice, it's figuring out who do I need to talk to today? When do I need to talk to them? And what can I say to them to add value to that relationship that will bear fruit for me in the future?
And so it doesn't look like you're just spamming a whole list of past clients.
No, not at all. I mean, what we've pushed people to really avoid as much as possible, and we actually have specific blocks in place, is this isn't some way for you to, you know, message all 3,000 contacts you have in your database on a weekly basis saying, hey, you know, hey, let me know if you have any more business for me, right? It's about how do I build those personal relationships at scale, right? If I have, you know, let's say 200 to 300 key contacts that will be critical to my career, how do I stay engaged with those people?
Now, do the email messages that are generated or that you generate through Contactually, do they go out through Contactually or do they go through your own personal email provider?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have a tight integration with all of your emails, with all of your email servers. So whether you use Gmail or Exchange or some other personal system, we will send it through your existing email servers. So for you, and even include your current email signature in there. So your clients, right, they don't see that you're using Contactually. It's almost a detriment, right? We, you know, it's impossible for you to market Contactually for us, right? Because, you know, we're completely invisible to your clients. Your clients and targets will see that, oh, Neil's actually reaching out to me in a very personal way. There's no message or no trace of Contactually anywhere.
I really like that. I think that's a very strong point.
Thank you. Yeah, we agree.
Now, is email the only methodology for communicating with your contacts?
Absolutely not. I mean, taking a step back, what we believe is the best way for you to build relationships and therefore profit from those relationships over the long term is to always think about adding value. Now, email nowadays is the default channel, right? It is the universal platform and way of engaging people. But you could decide that, hey, I want to actually call them. And Contactually, you can record all of your phone calls inside. Or you can say, you know what? I'm actually going to meet someone for coffee. We're plugged into your calendar so you can see all of your meetings that you've had. Or you might decide, you know what? Actually, what I find is, you know, I love actually buying people gifts. And so if I haven't talked to them in 90 days, I'm actually going to send them just a random gift related to the current holiday. And so you can track all that inside Contactually, right? Because we want to be as flexible as possible, because what we care about is, are you adding value to your relationships in such a way that it's going to be beneficial for you in the long term?
And that's a point that you've made repeatedly here, is that all of these communications have to provide value to the client that you're trying to reach out to. If it's not providing some kind of valuable item to them in terms of information or contact, then it's going to be an empty communication.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's nothing particularly wrong with an empty communication sometimes, right? I mean, what comes off as very spammy, right, is if I get an email from a lawyer I've worked with in the past every 60 days saying, hey, do you have any more projects for me, right? I'm not going to necessarily respond to that unless, yes, sure, I have something right now, take it, right? But if I'm making myself relevant to that person by adding value in some way, and there are many different ways of adding value, then of course that's going to come back to me. And so, you know, some of the things we say, yeah, it's totally fine to send just a quick, hey, checking in email. Other quick tips we've seen that work really well is simply asking them, hey, what's going on in your business, or what is your biggest concern or blocker, and how can I help you or help connect you with the right person to solve that? Oftentimes, you know, as I mentioned, you know, the unique notes I've learned about you, Neil, right, is even just mentioning some personal identifying information when I'm engaging with the next time, that alone is a valuable experience, because it shows that, Neil, I care about you much more than being an attorney. I care about you as a human being. And that we shouldn't mistake. That is a valuable thing.
Sure. Well, clearly this is a tool and a resource that many attorneys could use to manage their client base, manage communication and marketing with potential clients. I want to explore for a little bit, Zvi, about the entrepreneurial nature of your company itself, because I think there's a lot of lessons that we attorneys who are building our businesses can learn from people like yourself who have built a successful endeavor. I note on your website that values play a significant role in the development of your company. Can you talk about your company's values for a moment and how that drives what you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. And so anyone can go to our website and take a list of our core values. And listen, I mean, values are not a thing unique to Contactually. We obviously know about that. But what we've seen is that it's actually a very hard thing to write down values and then actually like follow up with that and live that on a day-to-day basis. So for example, one of our core values, and actually our first one, is focus on the user, both today's and tomorrow's. And so actually, everything in the company is built around how we can help users, to the point where even just before this, I was demoing for a person I met on the street randomly about how they could use Contactually for their specific sales business. So everyone in the company, even our marketing team, your marketing isn't just trying to convince people to use Contactually. We're trying to make people happier, healthier, and more productive. Or ownership. So we believe in being in letting people own certain projects. So for example, you know, one thing that I've seen my lawyer do, right, is that of course he has a senior partner working above him and then another partner above that, but he is the only one working my case. He owns everything related to Contactually and doesn't have to necessarily run it up the food chain. Or another one we have is transparency. So we believe a lot in transparency. And so we're extremely transparent with not only internally ourselves, but even externally with our customers. We'll tell them exactly what's happening. Now, to develop these actually came about just because this is something that we as a team sat down and said, hey, this is what we care about. This is the way we want to run our company. And it's actually something that as our company has grown from initially me to 5 other people, to 10 other people, and now we're 60 employees strong, this is something we actually still continually rewrite every year just to make sure that we have ownership over these values.
Well, I think that it's tremendous vision on your part that to articulate what your values are and to make sure that you revisit them and allow them to guide the development of your business along those lines, because without it, you're just aimlessly wandering about and you shift from day to day. I want to ask a little bit here about entrepreneurially, what trait of yours do you think has led to your success?
I would say like two things that have led to our success so far is one is making sure we execute on what's important every single day, right? I think, you know, we sometimes, especially nowadays as human beings, we get too stuck in the tyranny of what's urgent, meaning our email inbox or the phone call or what's on our calendar, and don't think about what's important. So we make sure that we're always thinking and executing around what is most important for our business and our lives. And then second, one thing that's always been important for us is having a beginner's mindset. Right, not being too full of ourselves. And that allows us to make sure that we hire people who are much, much smarter than us, to the point where, like, I joke that I'm a software developer, but I'm not allowed to code anymore because I've hired engineers who are smarter than me and don't even let me. And so that allows us to make sure that we're keeping open to new experiences, to new learnings, to new teachings, to advice from the right people, because we always keep the right level of humility, so we're always able to be open to something new.
And I think that level of humility is important, because once you start thinking that, you know, you're the smartest guy in the room, it's going to be a pretty empty room.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the concern. Like, I actually like to joke that I'm so thankful that at Contactually nowadays, I probably would argue I'm one of the dumbest guys in the room. Because right. We've hired such amazingly talented people that I'm like, yeah, I mean, honestly, if one of them said, hey, I want to run Contactually, well, I hope they're not hearing this, right? But hey, I want to run Contactually, I'm like, yeah, you'd probably do a better job at it than me.
And it's a great lesson for attorneys to learn as well. If you're trying to grow your firm, you want to make sure that the people that you bring on, either as a paralegal or as an associate attorney, that they have a skill set that expands the capabilities of your firm and makes you smarter, not just another pair of hands in the office.
Absolutely. I mean, my approach to that is one of the philosophies I recommend people research that has worked for me kind of in I don't follow anything dogmatically, but something that's been really interesting is servant leadership. And that's kind of the model that we follow here, where we hire people who are incredibly intelligent, incredibly driven. To your point, they're expanding our capabilities, not necessarily just doing what we already do. And then my attitude is, well, once I've brought you in, how can I help you be successful? Because you're going to drive this company forward. So I'm going to be here behind you to make sure that you have the right goals and the right motivation. And then you tell me what's blocking you. You tell me what you need, and I will go get it for you because you're going to be the one really driving this forward.
And how do you manifest that empowerment?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that we practice, for example, is a steady attitude of one-on-ones. So we have a lot of one-on-ones meetings, whether it's between different employees or whether it's between superiors and subordinates. So for example, every Monday, my main afternoon is flooded with one-on-ones with every VP, where it's really a few things. It's not meant to be a status update like, hey, tell me what's going on in your department. But hey, tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's blocking you. Tell me what you're having problems with. Tell me how I can help you do your job better. So that kind of one-on-one mentality has been really important for us. And something it's surprising, it's become so natural for us over the past few years that when we hear of companies where managers and direct reports aren't engaging on at least a weekly basis, we're like, well, what else are you doing with your time? That's like the most important thing we do.
Right. And how else are you going to impart that culture of what can I do to make you successful?
Absolutely. Right. I think, you know, that whole idea of that command and control infrastructure that companies used to run by, I believe is long, long outdated. Now it's hiring really, really great people, being incredibly stringent about who you hire. And then once they come in the door, whatever you can do to help them be successful, you should be focused on that.
Along those lines, is there a book or another resource that you would recommend to our audience for our solos to help develop their entrepreneurial skills? And if so, why would you recommend that book?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not too focused on books, I would say. So one thing I recommend that people look into that honestly applies, you know, it's mainly meant for startups, but it really can apply towards many more different kind of attitudes of building a company is the Lean Startup.
Okay.
So if you look up the Lean Startup, that's actually something that could be helpful because that's one of the main kind of, I would say, canons that's a really great way of making sure that you are hiring the right, making sure that you're building the right kind of company and hiring the right people. So thinking of some books that have been really helpful, First Break All the Rules is a really great book that I highly recommend everyone read. And then something that's actually come out more recently is one of the more prominent venture capitalists out there who runs one of the biggest venture capital firms nowadays. It wrote a book called The Hard Things About Hard Things. And that is this beautiful series of stories about him running the software company. And I think it's more beyond anything else. It just shows that as many challenges as you face in your business, many, many other people, including wildly successful people, have gone through the same challenges as you.
Well, isn't that the whole reason that we're doing things like this?
Absolutely.
And to wrap up, one last final question. Do you attend many conferences or events for entrepreneurs?
Yeah, absolutely. So locally, I attend lots of local tech meetups. So the DC Tech Meetup is one of them. Other than that, I tend to attend more industry conferences. Because I'm kind of at the point where what's really important for me is making sure that I'm engaging with our customers.
Sure.
But beyond that, actually, so oftentimes the main reason people go to conferences is for camaraderie. And so something that I've done very early on is I've gathered a really, really great group of really powerful, amazing entrepreneurs, some of them more junior than me, some of them much more senior than me, and I'm engaging and pinging them regularly. And that's actually something I use Contactually for. So I've assembled this kind of great kitchen cabinet, I call it, of mentors and advisors that I talk to regularly to get advice from.
And Contactually helps you stay on top of that.
Absolutely.
Well, Zvi, I want to thank you again for taking the time to be with us today. It means a lot to me. Let our listeners know the website where they can find out all about Contactually.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can visit our website, contactually.com. So contactually.com. You can also check me out at zviband.com. So zviband.com. And I'm sure we'll send out links along with this podcast, right?
Absolutely. So yeah, we'll take care of that. So,
and just know that, you know, myself and my company, whether you use Contactually or not, you know, our core mission is to help you build better relationships. And so whatever we can do, you know, we're helping relationship-focused professionals expand their opportunities. So we can provide the right kind of training, advice, whether you're a individual solopreneur running your own practice, whether you're running a large law firm, or whether you're just trying to learn how would I build better relationships, we're here to help you.
Well, I think that's perfect. And I thank you again.
Thanks so much, Neil.
Well, there you have it, fellow law entrepreneurs. Thank you for listening and being a part of today's program. The utmost compliment you could pay me is to go over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, and leave a strong 5-star review if you think the podcast and what we're trying to do here is worthwhile. Feel free to share the link to the podcast with your friends, family, and coworkers. I would be very appreciative if you did. So until next time, thanks again for listening to The Law Entrepreneur.